Exclusive, House Majority Whip Tom Emmer. Joe Biden has blood on his hands over illegal alien murders. By Sean Moran on February 29, 2024. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, RMN, told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview on Thursday that President Joe Biden's refusal to curb the migrant crisis means that he has blood on his hands over illegal alien murders. Both Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump visited on Thursday. However, they have drastically different records on curbing illegal immigration, said Emmer. Biden has so far declined to take action to curb the surge. Yet in late February, he said that he would use his executive authority to stage a crackdown on the border. Emmer said the only reason Biden even talked about immigration and the border is because it has become a political liability. He explained, calling Biden's trip to the border a photo op, saying, "This is their number one issue, is this invasion at the southern border. You got 8 to 10 million illegals that have come across our southern border because of Joe Biden and Border Chief Alejandro Mayorkas." The Minnesota Republican also said that the Biden administration has taken 64 executive actions to undermine border security. These have been aggregated by Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA. Emmer added, "But that's why I think he's, Biden, flailing at this thing. And the people around him think they can just do some photo op." Indeed, polls have shown that this has become a disastrous issue for the 46th president. 61% of Americans believe that federal migration policy is a very serious issue. 62% of voters support the House Republican-led movement to impeach Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Emmer also said that Biden is directly responsible for the repercussions of his open borders policies, which include fentanyl overdoses and murders committed by illegal aliens. He said, "It's just now finally being reported by more than just one news organization out there because these are such gruesome crimes. But you've had, because of Joe Biden's open border policy, you have had a plane load of Americans, like 200 to 300 a day, which would be a tragedy if we lost a plane with that many people. That you're losing 200 to 300 Americans a day to fentanyl overdoses. And the fentanyl, as everybody knows, is coming right across our southern border. So Joe Biden has caused death and destruction. This also includes the tragic murders, including the murder of 22-year-old Lakin Riley at the hands of an illegal alien. The suspect, 26-year-old illegal alien Jose Antonio Ibarra from Venezuela, was charged with murdering and kidnapping Riley when she was out jogging around the University of Georgia campus in Athens. Ibarra reportedly crossed the U.S.-Mexico border in September 2022 and was released into the U.S. interior. He had been arrested for shoplifting in October 2023 but was not turned over to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency. After he failed to appear in court, authorities issued a bench warrant for his arrest. Before traveling to the Peach State, Ibarra had been protected by New York's sanctuary state policy. Emmer said that Biden has blood on his hands. So does this entire administration, because they have not done the job of sealing the border and protecting Americans and their property. The House Majority Whip said that House Republicans have taken action to curb the migrant crisis. He said that they have passed H.R. 2, the Secure the Border Act of 2023, a bill that would take drastic action to close the southern border. Emmer said, "It finishes the wall, too. It reforms parole, the president's authority to decide who comes in and how many on an annual basis. It reforms asylum. It ends catch and release, and it restores remain in Mexico, and our Customs and Border Patrol will tell you that just the last one, remain in Mexico, would staunch the flow by 70%. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.